Ukraine security issue.
In the city of Izum, Kharkiv region, the exhumation of bodies from the mass buried discovered after the withdrawal of Russian troops has been completed. 447 bodies of the dead were recovered. Most of them are women. Among the dead were also 5 children. More than 20 military personnel have been identified. Sergei Bolvinov, head of the investigative department of the police of the Kharkiv region, informed about this. Many of the dead have missing limbs, tied hands, shrapnel wounds, head and chest injuries, and other traces of torture. As Oleg Sinehubov, head of the military regional administration, said, other mass burial sites were found in Izum. As it was reported earlier, after the liberation of the city, more than 440 graves were found in the forest. In the deoccupied settlements of the Kharkiv region, about 2 dozen premises where the Russians tortured Ukrainian citizens were also discovered. According to Sergei Panteleyev, deputy chief of the main investigative department of the National Police, they have already inspected the aircraft and collected evidence of war crimes. Law enforcement officers have also identified more than 1,000 Russian soldiers who committed crimes in the occupied territories. The UN Commission has confirmed the war crimes by the Russian in the occupied territories. It has been working since May in the Kyiv, Kharkiv, Sumy and Chernihiv regions. In total, they visited 27 settlements. Experts collected the testimony of more than 150 people, witnesses of crimes. Specialists investigated burial sites, prisoners' detention and torture chambers. There is evidence of ill treatment and torture of the victims. According to the head of the Commission of Inquiry of the UN Human Rights Council, Eric Messer, the number of executed civilians is astounding. More than 20 EU countries will join Ukraine's lawsuit against the Russian Federation in the European Court of Human Rights, the court in Strasbourg announced. All EU countries except Bulgaria, Greece, Malta, Hungary and Cyprus are among the governments that wish to join Ukraine's lawsuit. Among the non-EU members, Norway has joined. Great Britain and Iceland are also planning to join. British volunteers who were freed from Russian captivity a few days ago spoke about torture and abuse of militants in temporarily occupied Donetsk. According to 59-year-old John Hardin, the invaders tortured and beat him during the interrogation. He was held in a cramped prison cell measuring 4 by 2 meters with other inmates who were locked in a room for 23 hours a day. The occupiers forced Hardin to also record a video of himself saying goodbye to his daughter, while he was threatened with execution for breaking the so-called local laws. According to another volunteer, Aidan Aslin, he was attacked with a knife in his cell while in captivity. On September the 21st, as a result of the exchange, more than 200 Ukrainian defenders, as well as 10 foreigners, were returned from Russian captivity. At the same time, 5 commanders of Azov were released. They will stay in Turkey until the end of the war under the personal security guarantees of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The commanders will be intensely guarded. The extraordinary and plenipotentiary ambassador of Ukraine to Turkey, Vasil Bodnar, said, because both the Ukrainian and Turkish sides fear that Russians will look for Ukrainian heroes, so all information about their whereabouts is kept secret. The ambassador added that the commanders will be able to meet with their relatives in the near future. Information about their whereabouts or other details, in particular where they are, is not disclosed in order not to give an excuse for the aggressor country to look for opportunities to harm them or to take any other action that will bring the basic interest of preservation of their life, said Vasil Bodnar. Meanwhile, Ukraine stripped Iran's ambassador to Ukraine of accreditation and significantly reduced the number of diplomatic staff at the embassy in Kyiv due to the supply of drones to Russia. This was reported in the Foreign Ministry and added that such steps contradict the position of neutrality, respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, publicly declared by the top leadership of Iran, and deal a serious blow to the relations between Ukraine and Iran. Iran has rejected Ukraine's accusations of selling kamikaze drones to Russia. Tehran declared the influence of third countries, according to Reuters. Press Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nasser Kanani, said that he regretted the deterioration of diplomatic relations between Iran and Ukraine. As it was reported earlier, the Air Force of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said that the day before, six Iranian kamikaze drones, Shahid 136, were shot down in Mykolaiv region. As the Operational Command South reported, the Russian occupiers used chemical weapons against the Ukrainian military. The container with a poisonous substance, probably a K-51 chloropicrine grenade, were dropped from an unmanned aerial vehicle on the combat positions of the Ukrainian military. There are no losses or critical conditions among the Ukrainian military. The chloropicrine is harmful to humans. It can be absorbed systematically by inhalation and swallowing. In high concentrations, it strongly irritates the lungs, eyes, and skin. The Chemical Weapons Convention banned the military use of chloropicrine, so its stockpiles were destroyed, and as a training tool, it was replaced by other irritants.